Thursday, I forward the OS calling CTU to the Blue Ridge to meter net. Near net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Grass. I got all that done today, so I'm a little choked up, but we'll try to make it anyway. No traffic or bulletins or announcements, so we'll go on to the roll call. So we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Raichu portion. This being Wednesday night, Raichu portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the Raichu portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go get over to the echo link. Good evening to KD4HEY. That's Mr. Jim. He's up there at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And MD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Spartanburg. And KM4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there on Table Rock. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Liberty. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over here and check on Echo Link. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This message from Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ. He said he lost reception. Now, Greg has been down there in Brunswick, Georgia, but I don't know where he's at tonight. May still be down there. I don't know. But we'll put him down in the log since he tried to get in with us, but he doesn't seem to be able to hear us. Maybe he can hear us in just a little bit, and we'll check back with him. In the meantime, we'll go up to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Puppy negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in. Daughter, Kilo Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
DLS, this is W4NTQ in Simpsonville. Be hanging around until end of roll call, Lord.
DLS. And everybody on the net, please check in N4NLR. November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Julie the end of mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out, Gary. Good evening.
LibDSmeter.net. Glad to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down in Piedmont. They bring along, Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay. Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Edmond. Sounding good as usual there, Walt. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over at Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you're doing well. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And our resident elder, W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Greg, have you got reception down there on Echo Lake now? Greg popped off and then he popped back up, so maybe he can hear us now. I hope he can. Anyway, we'll go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Joy, please check in N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
U.S. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. This is Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Calpin. Negative and negative.
TOS. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, K4OW. No traffic, no round table. We had to hear you tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty. He's over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4QNV, that's Mr. Brian. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's over in Cowpens. Sounding good from Cowpens there, Mr. Bill, as always. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And then we got Brother Richard, K4ROW. Now, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all on the net. No traffic, no rag queue. Do tell Miss Joy that we say hello. And Gary, I know you probably will not be net controller on Saturday, but just wanted to make it known to you that her birthday is on Saturday.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And please tell Miss Jennifer if I'm not on the net on Saturday night, which I should be, go ahead and wish her a early happy birthday for Saturday. But I'll try my best to remember that, Stephen, come Saturday. I know she is normally right there with you listening. So if I can remember it, I'm going to write myself a note. So I'm going to try to tell her happy birthday again on Saturday. But thanks for letting me know, Stephen. Hope y'all have a good evening. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ. He's down there in Brunswick, Georgia. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. And I got your text up there, said you lost reception, but I'm glad you got it back and can hear us now. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for coming back and checking in with us. All righty, let's see here. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS.
In and out. KI4 ZLW Randy. KJ4 CRL Linda in Asheville.
DOS.
Gary, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. Portable in the garage. No traffic, no table.
DOS, please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, that's KQ4TBD, that's Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK, Master Shane, he's portable up there in Cleveland tonight. He's out in the garage on the 18th. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. In front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. Easily, I'll be negative and negative, 73. Everybody on the net.
Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative, negative, short time, 73 to all. Watch out for lightning tonight.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, that's Mr. Doug. He's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you're doing well. And Doug, that's always a good thing to watch out for. We don't want anybody to get their station messed up by lightning. Thanks for the warning there, young man. Do appreciate it. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo, Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November, KC4HAN, my name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and my QTH is Easley. I'll stick around for the swamp net, and I guess I'll stick around for some rescue.
For DOS, all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please relay to Joy. We said hello.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 easing in, Harry and Cantler. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4HAN, Master Chan, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chan. I hope you're doing well. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up here in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, and Miss Joy and everybody on the net. I'll try to stick around here and talk to you a few minutes there. And did put me on the list.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4FEE. That's my buddy Dan down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you and Miss Joan are doing well. Please tell Miss Joan we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Let's move up now to the ever-present patient India through Lima group, I through L, the patient group on a Wednesday night. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you. LS. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher. Good evening to you, Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And Larry, tell Miss Donna she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my log, so she got the door prize. But talk to you in just a little bit. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up here in Nashville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. If I recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, but she's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Two more to your list. This is Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Rhonda. We're both in Easley, no traffic and no wreck to you tonight, Gary. But Rhonda did want to tell you hello, and hello to Miss Joy. So hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DLS. Hello, Gary. Just stepped in the north. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And tell Rhonda Joy said she was listening on the HD in the living room. She said to tell Rhonda she said hello as well. Appreciate y'all being with us. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother. I was fixing to send out a search party looking for him. KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris. He's over there in Liberty. Just walked in the door. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you're doing well. And, hey, when you didn't check in up there with Tom and them, Chris, I said, well, I wonder where he's at tonight. He must be at some kind of meeting or something. But anyway, you got in here. Appreciate it. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Big old long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being. So, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. It's HF transceiver. It has the microphone, the manual, the power cord, the box. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pup is for sale. It's an MFJ986. That's an IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pup is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp, 240 volt, 13.8 volt DC power supply. He says it's a brand new, it's never been used. The other thing is, you have to hook it up to 240 volt input to get you 13.8 volts out. But it's a 70 amp power supply, linear power supply. It's never been used, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter mobile rig with a mobile antenna, and it has a trunk lift mount. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $115 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL922A. That's a 1 kW amplifier. It's wired for 115 volts right now. It does have the 10 meter kit. It's been added to it, and it's also shows it on the front panel. It comes with the operating manual, the service manual, and an interface cable for Kenwood rigs. He would like $1,400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pep is looking for, got a fellow looking for an MFJ 1788 mag loop antenna and tuner. Does anyone need any fuels? Pep is for sale. It's a MFJ 1704 antenna switch. He would like $30 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? And have his say. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an HF Signals Antonio. That's an SWR meter and more. It was like $40 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989C. That's a manual antenna tuner. It's in excellent working condition, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 267. That's a dummy load watt meter. It's in good condition. It has been calibrated very recently, and it's very accurate. He would like $139 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP2000 speaker. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? What we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. It has three new matching tubes, and he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we didn't have any of those. Didn't have any new items, or nobody said that they'd sold or found anything, so we're status quo on all of that. Do we have any other check-ins? All we got, 4DOS. Plain shiny dry stuff is W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Mr. Eddie, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Or DOS, that W4NTQ. Well, I've been resting a little bit today and working on other stuff. That's about good. I enjoy listening to all folks that call in and all that. I told you I had a new radio about a week now, and it seems to work very well here on this frequency. I have had time to operate on any other. Two meters, so it works. I've been trying to read how to operate on it, too. But I've been here doing a little bit, going to the doctors and keeping them busy, and they I'm doing pretty good to be so cut big and old. So I reckon tomorrow I'll go out. My daughter will take me out to eat dinner or something besides eating here. And that's about it. I don't know what I got really got going on until she comes up with all of her gadgets and things there. So we'll be looking for some, probably tomorrow night, I reckon. KI4DOS, this is W4NTQ.
Mr. Eddie, I don't blame you for resting. Yesterday, Joy and I took the two big dogs over to the vet. It was time to get their shots and all of that stuff. And I tell you what, getting two big old German Shepherds in the back of the car was not hard. One jumped right in, the other one got right in right behind her, and we got over there, and they were real nice and, didn't cut up or show out or anything. We went and saw the doctor and got their shots and took them back outside and walked them over in the grass so they could go do their business before we loaded them back in the car. And this young lady walked over there. She wanted to go over there and pet one of the dogs. I was in there paying the bill. And Joy walked the dogs outside. And those two dogs got between Joy and the lady that was coming across the parking lot. Later, Ackles came up, started growling and carrying on. but Joy got them under control real quick and told them, that she was okay. And about that time I came out, and they're still growling a little bit, but when they saw me, they quit growling. That was an experience over there at the vet's office. Then today, I got out there and got the weed eater out and used it a little bit, got on the lawnmower, cut the grass. And my tires are showing, Eddie. I think I should have been resting like you did.
I don't use the lawnmower anymore, and my son-in-law most of the time comes and he was here when I got through running around my different projects today. And he come in and see me. I told him come in. I had a few items I wanted to go over with him. But that's the way it is. I guess this thing is, I don't know how many. I got a watt meter on here, but I don't know how much more is that hooked right now. But anywho, we enjoyed it. And we eat the bar, going out to eat out there. My daughter, I stay here by myself most of the time, but occasionally they get somebody to sit around and see that I'm doing all right anyhow. If you got one of these things, you push the button if you get, so you need somebody. So I guess I'm catching on this whole life pretty good here. So we'll turn it back to you, and all this is something I have never been through before. I've stayed with families and all that stuff. So we'll see you. And we did go to the ham fest, last Saturday. Got to see some of the people here that we talked to on the radio. That got to help me out a little bit here on also. So, KI4DOS is W4NTQ.
POS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Eddie, we do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. That new radio is doing you a fine job. I reached over and turned another radio on and got you full scale on reverse. I think you are just booming in. So it's putting out a good signal and doing you a fine job. Let your daughter take you out to eat tomorrow night. That way you won't have to eat there at the house, to go out and enjoy somebody else is cooking for a change. But I did not know that you lived there by yourself. But that's a good thing that you got people to come by and check on you, your daughter and your son-in-law and all that. And it's good that you got one of them buttons to push in case you need somebody in a hurry. But in the meantime, you take care, Eddie. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Sammy's right, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. On the right to your list is KC4HAN, Minister Chan over here in Easley. Chan, what have you been up to today, young man?
4HAN to KI4DOS. Well, I've been out working today. It's been kind of a slow week. Today's about the first day of a full day of real work that I've been having to do. But, after having a rough few days, it kind of paid off because I got some work with somebody who went to another flagging company. It actually was the person who trained me for about 3 months straight when I just got this job. I enjoyed it. It was such a good day. I knew that my crew and their crew and the client was in really good hands. And I tell you, I have not seen another person like this person yet. Can lead and flag a job site so well. She is absolutely amazing. She does a really good job, and she knows what she's doing. That helps all more better. And this day put me out there with you today. Another thing is, if you still got the radio on the reverse, I want to see how well the signal on the cable is getting out since I've had it in the truck for a couple of days. Other than that, how's it been, Gary?
To answer your question, I have been great. Can't complain about anything. Other than my tired showing, of course, that's okay. Glad that you are enjoying your job and the folks that you're working with, and especially, that makes a world of difference sometimes. Somebody you've worked with before, maybe, and then that you liked and get to work with them again, that's always a plus. But glad that you're having a good time at your job, and y'all staying safe. And as far as your radio going, I turned on this other radio, the monobander, and hit reverse, and you are full scale as well. Now, you're probably a lot closer to me than Eddie is. Eddie's down there in Simpsonville, but, he's not on a mobile antenna. I don't guess. I don't know what kind of antenna he's talking off of. But he just got a new Yaesu radio, and it's doing a real good job, too. But yours is sounding good there, Chandler.
That's the news I wanted to hear the most. Thank you, Gary. It's taken a real long time for me to get back to you. That status, it really has. I'm so glad that my radio is doing well. It's been a long time since I've had a working mobile read in the truck. Yeah, and what you said about, the people you like working with, it does make a huge difference, especially in the field that I'm working in. I mean, it gets so hot and muggy out there. I've probably drunk about 114 ounces worth of water today, more than a gallon, and you have to. Hydration is one of the most important things, and you can't go without water. If you do, it's not fun. But other than that, I've been enjoying the radio, and ever since I got my general class, I've been enjoying HF when I can. Right now, my HF rig is getting worked at KA3KCA, trying to reattach the head. When that gets done, I'm probably going to start doing some parts on the air. I think I really enjoy that. I don't want to keep you too long, because I know you're getting tired.
and I appreciate you talking with me. And I'll go ahead and sign with you. And you have a good night. You stay safe, sir. Sorry, my finger keeps slipping off the button. And I'll talk with you again soon on down the road. 64HAN. I'll be clear. And I'll say 73 with KI4DLS.
Jim, will you take care? You drink plenty of water. Yeah, it's always good to stay hydrated. Me and a friend of mine have been doing some block work, laying some cement block. And Joy and his wife, Barbara, went to the store, and they came back with one of them great big old things of Gatorade. And they said we needed a little something more than just water. So we were out there when it was so hot drinking. We took plenty of breaks and all that, but we were drinking Gatorade and water, and that's all I drank. I was asked if I wanted a glass of tea or a Pepsi or something of that nature. I said no, I don't want nothing like that, and I don't want ice in my water when I'm out like that. I want it. I like it cool, but I don't want it ice cold because that's not good for you either. So, if I normally drink mine, whatever the temperature is out there, if I got a glass of water and it gets out there, whatever temperature it is, I drink it. It's wet and it's very refreshing. So drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, and enjoy your HF rig when Richard gets it taken care of. And that park's on there. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've talked to several of folks that were at parks, and just give them a contact. So hope you enjoy that as well, Chan. And we'll say 73 to you for now. You take care. Be safe. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check-in KF4BBJ. Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, Terry and Taylor's. Just check me in and out. Good evening, buddy.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4BVJ, Mr. Terry over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Next up on the step is my buddy Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to there, young man?
KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE, Dan, down there in Simpsonville. Gary, we've been doing okay, pretty good. I have anyway, I'll put it that way. Joan had another fall, and she got crippled up again, but she fell this time out there watering her flowers, and tripped over to, she had them flip-flops on again. I might have to burn them things, but she had them on again. Every time she's falling, she's had them flip-flops on. I keep telling her that these flip-flops are the most dangerous things she can wear. And, but she loves hair colors and kinds and all that stuff. But anyway, she's out there watering her flowers and putting the hose pipe up. And I think she reached over and tripped on the corner of the sidewalk out there at the front door and fell across and fell on that stake, that metal stake that we put a saddle on it for wrapping the hose pipe around. She fell on that thing, hit herself right in the chest, right there on her sternum, and cracked her sternum. And we didn't know at the time. They x-rayed it, and they said it was cracked. It had a hairline crack in it, but it wasn't pushed in or nothing. It was where it was supposed to be. And then after they did a CAT scan, about a week or two later, they found that the two ribs that had joined that side of it was cracked too. So, but she's had a lot of pain out of that there, you can imagine, over.
Tell you what, that is a painful experience. That hurts just to think about it. I'm sorry she fell again, and Joy likes them flip-flops too. She's got don't know how many pairs she's got. She's got a bunch. She likes them, but if she goes outside, I'll make her put on some her little tennis shoes. She loves to go outside, but she wants to stay barefooted in the house most of the time. If she goes out, she either slides her little flip-flops on or she's going to be out in the grass and stuff if she puts on her tennis shoes, but I hate that for Joan. I really do. Any time you get a cracked rib or the sternum, I can't imagine cracking that thing. When I had my little episode, they didn't break any ribs or crack any, but they pulled the intercostal muscle that goes between your ribs. That hurts just like a broke rib. You know, you breathe in, it hurts. You breathe out, it hurts. You can't sit up. You can't lay down. You just can't get comfortable. So my heart's out to Miss Joan, and tell her that she's on our prayer list, and I'm sorry to hear that she fell.
She is doing okay. We went back to see the surgeon again, Dr. Averta, that did the CAT scan. Went back to see him this week, I think yesterday. And he said there wasn't anything they could do. He had looked at it real close. And he said, I can always go back in there and re-break it. But he said, why do that? He said, it's already mending. And he said, everything is where it's supposed to be. And he said, there's really not anything we can do for it now, except you just take care of it. Don't lift anything. Don't do any push-ups or anything like that where you flex in your chest. You know what I'm saying? And he said, you want to keep that as straight and pressure-free as possible till it gets all healed up. And he said, it's going to take a while. He said, it don't heal real fast, so. He said, it's going to take a while. He said, you just need to be very, very careful. And I told her, I said, you need to wear some enclosed type shoes, especially when you're going outside or anything. But the time before that was back in, I think, in March, where she fell in here. And again, she had flip-flops on. But she was standing in the closet door there and backed up. It just backed up, and I don't know if she hit the door facing with a heel of one of them or what. I don't know what happened. But anyway, she sat down. She sat flat back right on her hiney, just flat on that hardwood floor, just kaplop. And that fractured three vertebrae, just the hairline cracks, and two of them were really causing her, the lower two were really causing her some pain. So they fixed them, and the boy told her, he said, I can fix these. And he said, your pain will go away. And it did. It was gone. It was outpatient surgery, and he fixed them right up. But this thing here is a different story there, over.
Dan, I hate that she fractured them vertebrae, and then this one, oh gosh, I can't imagine falling on that metal stake over there. That had to hurt. There's not a whole lot they can do, but I tell you, to grin and bear it, but it ain't too easy to bear sometimes. Like I said, I really hate it for her, but it's the doctors have done all they can do, I guess, you know. At least, you know, you don't want to go back in there and re-break anything, you know, if you can help it. You know, if it's been broken, it's already starting to mend, don't break it again. That's going to add insult to injury. With me, anyway. But, we're very fortunate, Dan, the way I look at it. We got some good doctors around here, don't we?
And these last two here have been really young doctors. I mean, they look like they're just out of college, man. And I'm telling you, they're good. They're real good. And I hope hope she don't have another fall this year. Man, I don't know what we'd do, but anyway. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that I have retired again. I hadn't been driving any in about 5 or 6 weeks now, so I'm retired again, and just working out my shop out here. Still going over to the gym every 3 mornings a week and stuff like that. So maybe one of these mornings here, I'm gonna give you a call. We're gonna get together for some coffee, I hope.